Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the I Am Jesus devotional book. And if you don't have your digital copy yet, I'd encourage you to check it out at whoisgrace.com/IamJesus. Now, my hope is that our time together helps you take your faith from weekly to daily as you become a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Today is Friday of week 6, and we are on page 40 in the I Am Jesus devotional book. Every Friday, we get the chance to practice the ancient discipline of Lectio Divina. This will help us slow down and savor the Word of God, listening for His voice. Today, our reading comes from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans. And can I be honest for just a minute? The book of Romans is as close as the New Testament gets to summarizing the theology of Christianity. And that makes it worth reading over and over again. It also makes it difficult to read and to understand. Paul was a brilliant guy empowered by the Holy Spirit when he wrote it. I'm a much less brilliant gal, and I need the Holy Spirit's power to help open my mind and my heart to gain wisdom and understanding. So let's just start there today. Holy Spirit, I need your help as I read God's word today. Open the eyes of my heart to see your word clearly. Open my mind to hear the truth of your word clearly. Teach me today. Amen. Romans 5:1-11. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help me hear your voice today. While so much packed into these 11 verses, words that are jumping out at me like justified and peace, grace, hope, love, reconciliation, reconciled, all of these are jumping out to me as things that God has done for me, that he has given me. He has justified me, that I am right in his eyes, that he has given me peace. He has given me grace. He has given me hope and love. He's given me reconciliation with himself in relationship to him. And how has he done all these things? In the first section, it says right off the bat that we're justified by faith. It says we've attained access into grace by faith. And then down in the second section, it says that we are now justified by his blood and saved by his life. And so what I'm seeing here is that my justification and my reconciliation, the peace and the grace and the hope and the love that I am so desperate for in my life, are not accomplished by me. They've been accomplished by the work of Jesus on the cross. While I was still a sinner, while I was still weak, while I had nothing to offer, Christ died for me. And by his blood, by his life, I am set free and I am healed and I am reconciled and I have peace and grace. And it is also by his life and by his love that I have the faith to believe that God has given me these things, that he freely bestows those and pours them out on me. And so I pray that God would increase my faith, that he would increase my belief, that I would trust that what he says is true and that it is good, that I would know every day the hope and the grace and the love and the peace that he has so freely given me, and that I would live in relationship with him, fully reconciled and trusting in that and not doubting it. I'm so thankful for the work that he has done. I often wonder who Sarah would be without Jesus, and I shudder to think of where I might have ended up. And so I'm so thankful, and I rejoice that he has freely given me salvation through the blood of Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much for your sacrifice for me and for those who are listening. We can't fully grasp and understand, and we don't always get it. And sometimes we fail to believe and live in full faith. But God, today, help our unbelief. Today, draw us deeper into yourself in faith, that we may receive all those free gifts of love and hope and joy and peace. We love you. Thanks for meeting us in our chair this week. Amen. Today concludes the 6 weeks of our I Am Jesus series, but if you're following in the book, you'll find a bonus devotion on page 42, and I'm going to be back tomorrow with a bonus My Chair episode for the seventh and final I Am statement. I really hope you will join me. And don't forget, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again next week.